Southeast Alaska's biggest Native corporation and its largest tribal organization are developing new business partnerships. Leaders say they hope to provide employment and services for villages and other economically strapped parts of the region. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
Sea Alaska is Southeast's regional Native corporation with 20,000 shareholders and annual earnings of more than $100 million. Tlingit Haida Central Council is Southeast's largest tribal organization with about 26,000 members and a government-to-government relationship with the United States. Both are trying to develop new businesses benefiting residents and the communities they live in, and they recently decided to combine some of their efforts. The corporation and the Central Council signed a Memorandum of Understanding this spring. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris says they're just getting started with the effort.
We're agreeing to review each of our respective capabilities and then to be able to identify business opportunities or business enterprises that give us an opportunity that others wouldn't be able to fulfill.
Both are able to get preference for some federal contracts, sometimes without competitive bidding, and both are looking into federal economic stimulus programs. Central Council President Bill Martin says combining resources might help.
Usually a tribe will have a better chance of obtaining contracts and things like that from the government over the private enterprise of Sea Alaska. But at the same time, they have funding that we don't and other resources that we can use.
Martin points to a Central Council effort a few years ago that created jobs in Hoonah and Kluwak. Tribal members converted paper military documents into an electronic format and provided other services such as proofreading. He says problems with the contractor ended the enterprise, but it was still a good model of bringing jobs to villages. Sea Alaska and Tlingit Haida also hope to develop businesses that increase their own revenues. Harris says that will help advance economic self-sufficiency and self-determination.
We're still in the early development stages, but the most important thing is that we've really stepped back and realized that both those had some very significant competitive advantages, and that by working together, we were able to enhance those advantages, and we believe that we can create some very strong business opportunities in the region.
Sea Alaska operates logging, gravel, and other businesses in Southeast, and the Central Council operates a vocational school in Juneau and a business development center in Angoon. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.